What's up, my Green Lizard family? Welcome back to the newest video. And in this video, I'm gonna be talking about some TV show ideas that you can watch to improve your English on Netflix. Netflix is actually a really good tool to learn English because, especially the Netflix originals, they always have subtitles. And not only subtitles in English, but also subtitles in Italian or Spanish or Portuguese, wherever you are. All the Netflix originals have subtitles. So here are a few TV show ideas that you could watch if you want to practice English. The first one is called You. That's literally the title, and it's basically about a creepy guy who falls in love with a girl. And yeah, I don't want to spoil anything, but I really liked this show, and it's 2 seasons now. Both seasons are really good, and they speak a nice, clear, crisp English, so I think it's good for you guys to check it out. It has a lot of just daily conversation, so check out You. The second one is called Black Mirror. Black Mirror has 5 seasons, and most of the episodes are in British English, which is still super useful and a good practice. Of course, I'm American, so I speak American English, but Black Mirror has British English. One good thing about Black Mirror is each episode is unique, so it's not an ongoing story. Even if you just watch one episode, that's all you need because the whole story is in that episode. Black Mirror has a lot of like futuristic utopia world problems, and it's super interesting, so check out Black Mirror. The third TV show I recommend to learn English is called Ozark. Ozark is again back in America, and Ozark is interesting because there are a lot of characters who speak standard English, but there are also some characters who speak like a southern accent, twang type accent voice. And I think it's pretty interesting and funny to follow. You will probably need subtitles for those characters, but I think Ozark is intense, it's exciting, it's fast, and it's an entertaining show that you could watch in English. The fourth TV show idea is called The Society. The Society is basically only 1 season, and it's a group of like high school aged kids, probably like 30 to 50 kids, who lose everything, all their parents, all their friends and family. The only people that remain are those 50 people, and so they have to start their own new society, and it's pretty interesting. And the good part about this show is that the English is pretty basic, I would say, and there's a lot of just simple dialogue and conversation, so it's really good for someone who's trying to just listen and practice his English. So it's called The Society. I recommend that one. The fifth show is kind of heavy. It's a little bit serious. It's called Unbelievable. Unbelievable is 1 season, I believe, and it's about a woman who was raped, and then she told the detective and the police about her story, and eventually she told them that she had been lying, even though it was all true. So it's an interesting story of what happened. If you like drama and you like maybe even crime, this show is good for you. Again, the protagonist is probably like a 16 or 17 year old girl. The English can be difficult at times, but it's an entertaining show. I liked it. Even Barack Obama said he liked it. And yeah, check out Unbelievable. All right, guys, show number 6. And I have to say, of all these shows, this one is possibly my favorite along with You. The show is called Mindhunter. Mindhunter has 2 seasons. It's American English, and it's basically the story of like the early FBI days, when they were discovering more and more about serial killers. So these guys go around and talk to serial killers to try to learn more about their minds and their mentality and why they do what they do. Mindhunter is such a good show. It's fully entertaining. At the beginning, maybe it starts a little slow, but give it some time. You will enjoy it. I personally really liked it. And my 7th and final show is called How to Get Away with Murder. I'm gonna be honest, I personally only watched a couple episodes of this, and I wasn't really a big fan. But I know a lot of people who watched this and they really liked it, and there are so many episodes and so many seasons, so you'll really never almost run out of content or practice with this show. I don't really even know what it's about. I think it's about a professor, like a lawyer, law professor who has to help her clients get away with murder. I could be wrong because, again, I haven't seen this, but other people have recommended it, so I'm recommending it to you guys. Alright guys, so I hope one of these 7 TV shows on Netflix could interest you, and if it does, let me know, check it out, and as always, I hope you learn English. As I always say, the more you surround yourself with English, and the more you expose your world to English, the better your English will get. So if you add one more thing, such as one of these TV shows, it won't hurt, it should help you. So guys, subscribe to Bring Glaze. If you like the Bring Glaze content, I have a PayPal link, so anything at all contributing to this channel really, really helps me. And I will see you guys in the next video, okay? Peace.